Broken Earth, a program for mending and transcending. Please sit back, light your incense, your candles, and prepare yourself for our very own world-renowned master reader and loved one, Nunu. I am Bill, your co-pilot and meditation specialist, and now, Broken Earth.
Welcome to the Broken Earth Radio Show. I am Bill. Welcome. Today, we're going to be talking about what's in the news. Got some more true paranormal tales for you. One of them is about the legend of the Hoofed Lady. Also going to be talking about health. We'll be touching on dealing with noisy neighbors. Got a few things going on here. If you'd like to give us a call, you can give us a call on the Skype line, which is 347-215-8421. That's 347-215-8421. And please sit back, open your minds, and enjoy the show.
Projections of spectral light, connected from selection, airtight. The isolated, the decisive victory simulated. The non-simulated patterns of flight originated. I'm a carnivore on a tour of duty. My band of brothers in full metal jackets establish cruelty. Black magic conjurer, attack through the monitor. Destruction of assumption, one thing I can promise you. Impact crash, closed shards of glass. Ritualistic annihilators to murder your cast. The future of the past at last revealed. The seventh seal broken in half. Ceremony is real, become obsolete. High strung from a beat of strong-minded individual delivering defeat. Blood rivers in the street, heat flowing, no retreat. Deep moments, deep opponents, speech limited repeat.
Door touching to the left, angle in my eyes, but the truth is on my chest. I'm just a man that wants revenge, and I confess I am full of rage and sin, locked inside this cage again, where evil reigns and people like to win. It may seem sweet, but we want life to end, so we shine brightly from the light within.
Yeah. Dark secrets, demons with a conscience. I'm the lone ranger looking for Pocahontas. Teenage zombies flying the beat. I'm dying till I'm what I'm trying to be. Go bad, mean fairs and the dupes are having. The youth know my group is the truth, so have it. Keep myself cooped up, recoup quickly. Face the hurt, but my kids stick with me. Death, love, not far as we go.
crazy face, still not starved to show. I appreciate the chance to turn top, kill you. I take it, your neck, I will do anything. Talk to you like I might care. River bottom nightmare, moonshine distillery, back roads are filling me. Militarist dark, I depart with artillery, 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 with artillery.
Hello, welcome back to the Broken Earth Radio Show. I am Bill. Nunu is around. She's feeling pretty tired today, so I just she'll be kind of taking a back seat. But, you know, still give us a call. I'm sure she'll be around to give some readings. There are a couple of people in the queue. We do see you there. So the big news at the moment that's going on is unfortunately the death of Robin Williams, which was an alleged suicide. People are saying it's an apparent suicide, but I believe he has been struggling with depression for some time now, and with some alcohol problems as well. So, but our thoughts go out to the families affected by it, and you know, it's a shame. He had a big role in a lot of our childhoods, and also in our adult life. You know, there's something about him. And, you know, I just hope that he realised how much he was loved by everybody. So, you know, just bear with me a second while I just try and get Nuna's attention. I don't know what's going on. Nuna, can you hear me? Ah, she is around, don't worry. Now let me, let's get straight into it. Now, there's a story here, and it seems like these selfie photos are starting to get a bit dangerous. Now, here's a story here. Man accidentally kills himself with a shot to the head while posing for a gun selfie on Facebook. So I keep getting these updates. Flash player, you must update your flash player. Well, come on, up we go, come on, scroll up. A Mexican man died after the gun he was taking a selfie with. I wasn't taking a selfie with the gun, use a camera for that. Killed him last week. The victim was identified as local media's 20-year-old Oscar Otero Aguata. Before the incident, Otero had been drinking with two of his friends in northern Mexico City. Authorities called in, said Otero was shot in the head. I heard a gunshot and then I heard somebody screaming and realized somebody had been hurt. I called the police straight away, and when they arrived they found that he was still alive. Ah, still alive, eh? Neighbor Manfredo Paez said, according to the Daily Mirror. Otero was dead at the scene. Oh. And an autopsy is scheduled, according to Excelsior, whatever that is. The Ministry of Public Security told Proceso that Otero a grotto's death appeared to be. Yes, I can hear you.
You can hear me on here?
I can hear you.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry to jump in like that. Did you open up the chat room?
Yes.
Am I in there?
Oh, it says another user is logged in using the account. You are disconnected.
I didn't do that way. Okay, all right. You keep going. For some reason, I'm getting echoes, and I can hear all kinds of stuff. Let me just stop talking. Hold on. Okay, you keep going.
Yeah,
I'm very sorry about that.
The chat room's all screwed up now. I don't know what's happened.
Okay, all right. All right. Let me, I'm going to stop talking, and you keep going. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, anyway, basically, he shot himself in the head. We're trying to pose for a selfie. But also, you know, there was, I haven't got the story to hand here, but I did see earlier today, there was some parents out with the kids somewhere, and they're trying to take a selfie of themselves, and the parents fell off the cliff they were stood next to. They're trying to take a selfie, and they just fell off. The kids were okay. But the parents died. So, you know, these selfies, you better watch out. But pay attention to what you're doing while you're taking these selfies. I also wanted to talk about, you know, there's other news articles there, but I've got the legend of the Hooved Woman coming up, along with some other true paranormal tales. True. How true they are, I don't know. But I'd like to believe all of them if I could. But health. I was watching, if you get a chance to watch it, look for Walter Veith about health. If you put that into YouTube, Walter Veith, health. There's about 5 videos there where he does a lecture. I'm partway through them. Very interesting. It makes you not want to eat anything ever again. Well, it makes you want to eat healthily anyway, from what I've seen so far. Everything from the cooking oil you used. It's worth checking out, but I save you a bit of time. I advise you to use cold press oil, cold pressed rapeseed oil for frying, rather than, you know, the other stuff. It's cold pressed mono unsaturated rapeseed oil is the best one to get, or one of the better ones. Or of course, olive oil is the other one, because the stuff that's these polysaturates and tri things and, you know, mono whatever, when they heated up to a certain temperature, like 400 degrees, and to get the oil out of it. But the problem is, as you heat it up, it goes into a state of oxidization, which creates what they called carcinogens, which go towards bad health and create cancer. So once that's been heated up to that temperature, it's got all these carcinogens in it, and then it's bottled up, then you take it home, and then you heat it up again, which releases even more carcinogens, and actually oxidizes 10,000 times faster than a mono unsaturated cold pressed oil, which is a hell of a lot. So, like I said, it's worth checking out. Walter Veith, it's Veith, I think, his surname, Walter Veith. The other thing is, as well, that he mentioned was, he was talking about how, like, wildebeest and that, they go to a certain plant and they start eating. These particular plants, or some plants and trees, detect that they're being attacked. And they release, like, toxins throughout the whole plant. And then the wildebeest goes, ugh, this doesn't taste very nice, and then continues to the next one. That's why a lot of animals, you know, walk while they graze, because of this reason. But see, the problem is, with tea is people don't like prune them. What they do is they take a long cane and they hit along the tops of the tea plants to knock the leaves off, the top leaves, because where a new bud and leaves grow on the top of the plant after it's been knocked off is supposed to be the best for tea. But the problem is, this is one of those plants that releases all these bad toxins. So once you've knocked them off, this new bud and these leaves are going to have this concentrated toxins in it and throughout the whole plant as well. And then they pick that, and then you go and put it in a nice cup of tea after they've dried it out, and it's concentrated toxins, and then you drink it. That's one of the many... Well, it's only, like I said, the oil and that is two of the many things that he was talking about. Blech. Tastes a bit funny. Just drinking some ginger and lemon tea at the moment. It's a bit strong. But I'm drinking it because I've had a dodgy stomach. I wasn't sure whether a stomach ulcer. And some of the best things for it. Well, see, the other day I was thinking to myself, I have a problem with acid reflux and indigestion. I thought, well, if my stomach's acid, what if I had an alkaline for it to combat it? So I did some investigation, and it turns out that lemon actually is alkaline, or turns alkaline, and combats stomach acid, which I didn't expect, because I always thought that lemon was acidic. But apparently that's good for it. Also, ginger is another thing, and I've got some apple cider vinegar here, which I've had one cup of at the moment. It wasn't particularly nice, but I will continue to do it when I can. I've also picked up some probiotic yogurts as well, and I'm also on stir fries at the moment, so, and just fruit smoothies. My body's gone to a bit of shock because of all these different things that it's eaten, you know, no cheese, no pizza, none of this good stuff. My body's gone to a bit of shock, so, but I did come off the omeprazole probably about 5, maybe 6 weeks ago, and you can check out the show. It's really important if you want to listen to that, if you've taken omeprazole, Prilosec, or any acid pump inhibitors for GERD, or you know, acid reflux, you know, indigestion, Barrett's esophagus, people tend to take it for. But I will tell you now, it's not good to be on it. Certainly not good to be in it for a long time. So if you have been, or are, or thinking about, or offered some in the future, it's really worth having a listen to a couple of shows back with that. And also going onto a website called askapatient.com, and you can search for all the medications that people are taking, including Prilosec, and you can see ratings that people are put there. I'm not going into this too much because I covered it a lot on one of the other shows, but it got a very bad rating. It really messed me up. And what made it even worse, which wasn't aware of, is I, after 3 months of me taking it and realising it wasn't good for me, it was causing anxiety and severe depression and loads of other problems due to the fact that there was a magnesium deficiency and calcium and B12 deficiency being caused because you can't absorb the nutrients in your food because of the acid pump inhibitors. But I stopped taking it cold turkey. I just stopped after 3 months. I just stopped taking it, and that was a really bad thing to do. You need to wean yourself off it. But because I had read these reports, I just wanted to stop it there and then. But check out that website, askapatient.com. Go back and listen to the other show. And if you are on it and you do decide that you don't want to take it, which I'm sure you will after reading these reports, just make sure that you do wean yourself off them and don't do what I did, because my body's doing some horrible things after that. So the other thing it's supposed to be good for is licorice as well. It's supposed to be good for your tummy. So I hate it. I hate licorice, but I've been eating some on and off the past couple of days. And I think my stomach's starting to improve, but it's difficult to say because of my diet change that my body's gone to a bit of a shock, and it's like, you know, I'm not going into too much detail, but I can't be too far away from the toilet because it's just like my body's like, what the hell is all this fruit and veg and all this clean, healthy things I'm eating? I mean, my diet wasn't too bad to begin with, but I'm being more strict with it now because you really got to be strict with yourself if you want to stay healthy and lose weight. Because I used to find that when I was doing my exercise, I used to do a lot of weightlifting and that, and then people used to laugh at me because my arms were so big. Even my 9-year-old niece was like, why are your arms so big? And Nunu used to laugh at me because she said I looked like I should join the circus because my arms are so huge. But I wasn't really losing as much weight as I was because I was doing my exercise routine. I was being careful what I ate, but then I was sitting down doing my exercise and think, oh, I deserve a beer now. Then I'd sit on some beers or some vodka and stuff and just, like, I'd still be carrying this weight around. So now I've got to be strict myself and be careful what I eat. But as I was saying before about the tea, like I said, you need to go back and watch these lectures by Walter Weith, but if you don't, herbal teas are okay. But as he was saying, you know, even with eating all these good fruits and veg, you still can't always get away from the insecticides that they're spraying on it. But it's certainly a step better than eating all these craps, because there's a lot of evidence to show that cancer is caused by the diet that we're on, which is also what's his name, Terry Louise Walters, actually told me on the phone a couple of weeks ago that he believes also that it's caused by our diet. And there's a lot of evidence to show that that it is, like, it shows you, like, they'll say, oh, butter, you can't have butter anymore, you know, you've got to have margarine. So then you can see that margarine was introduced, and then, like, heart, I haven't got this right way around, but for example, heart attacks and that went down, but then cancer went up, you know. So they're like, oh, yeah, it's fine, it's reducing this, but at the same time, it was causing something else because of all the crap that's in margarine. I was having some, I think it was willow butter, which is vegetable fat, which I think is probably better. I'll have to investigate that. But yeah, check out Walter Weith anyway. So, tell you what I do, we'll play a song of my choice. Nunu, is there a song you want to play? Just give me a thumbs up if I'm okay to go ahead and play a song. Okay. I said there are a couple of people in the queue here. We do see you, and we'll get to you very shortly, but we'll just... Sorry, I haven't even got a song loaded here. Hold on. Let me choose a song. Oh, here we are. Okay. Here we are. We'll be back very shortly.
ਆਪੇ ਕੱਟੇ ਬਸੰਤ
Thank you.
Hello, welcome back. Oh, who's that studio? Sorry, go on.
I was just saying hi.
Hello. Don't worry, I've warned the readers of the show that you're very tired at the moment, so I said that you'd be taking a bit of a back seat, so, you know, don't you worry, just relax, just, you know, carry on. But we've got a few people in the queue, so, I mean, are you okay to take a call, or...?
Yeah, we'll see how it goes.
Because
I was trying to go into the chat room, but every time I go in, I'm in there by myself.
Right.
So maybe
I was just going to say that the caller from area code 111 is going to be first. I've been waiting patiently for a while now, okay. So don't worry, you'll be first. But yeah, well, are you logged in as Psychic Universe Broken Earth on the blog?
Broken Earth. But for some reason, when I go into the room, I turn into Psychic Nunu. I don't understand why that's the case.
I don't understand that either. Because so somebody else is logged in. It's you.
It says Broken Earth Radio Show. So I keep logging into the right thing, but it's like maybe I need to refresh.
Don't worry about it. Just I refreshed the room and it wouldn't let me. Why didn't you come out of the chat room?
I'm out of the chat room now.
Okay, let me try and launch it again because it says another user was logged in and I couldn't get in. So.
Oh my gosh, I am logged in. Is this okay? Let me log out.
Okay. Oh, there's somebody here. Hello. Wave to them. Hello.
Okay, hold on.
It says Psychic Nunu, but it's actually me. Hello, Kenji.
I'm still logged in for Psychic Nunu. I don't understand how come I can't log out. Okay,
well,
now I'm logged out.
Don't worry about it. You know, just stay out the chat room. just stay out the damn chat. I'll have to take over. I was doing quite well, actually, considering this is the first time that, you know, I actually began the show while you were trying to get yourself ready, and I pushed all the right buttons. I did pretty well. Just, you know, that I've been playing lots of awesomeness. Kenji, what's the topic for today? Well, I've been talking about some health stuff. Don't know when you came in there, some health stuff. I was also talking about omeprazole and Prilosec, you know. Talked about some stuff, bit of news, but I'm going to be talking about some true paranormal tales on the About Paranormal website that people have submitted over the years since like 2002 or something. I'm going to be talking about the legend of the Hoofed Woman, which is one of the stories on there. I also want to talk about noisy neighbours, dealing with noisy neighbours, because I'm an expert in that at the moment. I'll tell you what, let's talk about that now. I'll tell you what I won't be doing ever again is moving into a apartment again, because I haven't had much luck with apartments because I've always had somebody noisy upstairs living there. And at the moment I've got dogs downstairs, I got somebody playing loud music now and then, which isn't too bad to the right of me, and then a herd of elephants live upstairs. Have an obsession about banging around. But, you know, if anybody's trying to deal with noisy neighbors, I'll try and give you a bit of advice where I went wrong and where I went right. First piece of advice I'd give is, what would I have done differently? Because I probably went about it the wrong way and I went into rage. I wanted to, you know, just beat the crap out of them, which I nearly did. But, you know, there seems to be some background noise. Any ideas what that is? It's not you. Maybe it's me. Well, maybe the first before it drags on. If you've got noisy neighbors, the mistake I did, I'd let it go on for a while, and then I just got more and more annoyed. I thought, how could they make this noise? They've got no respect for anybody else. Or me, they disrespected me. So I let it go on to the point where I was that pissed off. I went up there, and because I was so pissed off, I just, like, was having a go at them, and they said, okay, we'll stop doing it. Anyway, it went quiet for a bit, and then it got worse, and I had to go up there again, and I was pissed off again. And fortunately, they were moving out, but then some people have moved in, and they're just about the same. So what are probably the best thing to do is either to try and approach them, if you can, to say, listen, would you mind stop doing it? You can go either a couple of ways. Either go, oh yeah, we're really sorry, and your problems are sorted then. Better to do it sooner rather than later. But if not, then and it goes a bit wrong, then you know, don't do anything stupid, just walk away. And if that's the case, then do what I'm doing. I'm actually going to move out of here because there's just too much noise now. But the problem was, it started just as I extended my contract for another year, so I've had to put it through the year, and I got really pissed off with it. But now I'm dealing with it in a better way. If you can't move out, or you can't move out straight away, then what I've done to cope with it, I've got a different mental attitude about it. I almost kind of pretending like I live in a house share rather than living in an apartment, like I'm living in a house share, and I know there's other people here. I've chose to live here, so I'm just going to get on with it. But I also, at the back of my mind, I've got a peace of mind that I'm going to be moving out at the end of the year, so, and I've got my mind concentrated on stuff that, you know, to get things packed up, so I should be proactive about it. It makes me feel better. But if you can't do that, then I suggest, which I've had to do before with another place, I actually phoned the police once, because I was that annoyed about it, and they wouldn't actually do anything about it. So, you get the council involved, and they'll monitor their noise levels, and they'll actually get a letter. Well, the council, or the equivalent of what the council is in America, I'm not sure what it is. But, probably the environmental noise, environmental something or other. And what they do here, anyway, is they send two letters out, one to you saying, is your log where you can make a note of the noise, and they also get a letter saying you're being monitored for your noise levels. You can do that, but yeah, if you can move out, or if you can resolve it, awesome. But in the meantime, to cope with it, just try and find your own way to deal with it in your mind. It's taken me a while to do with it. It does still annoy me a bit, even, you know, a few minutes ago they've been stomping around. But if it really gets to the point where nothing's working for you and you can't sleep at night, I've got a solution for sleeping at night, which I've had to do, is to shut out the noise. I've tried all kinds of combinations. You know, you try earplugs. I've tried earplugs before, which are good, you know. I think they go up to about 39 decibels. They can block out the noise. They didn't always do the trick, though. So, what I did, I put in earplugs and then put headphones over the top of them and played music through them. That worked pretty well. But they were a bit uncomfortable with headphones on, because obviously you can't have the in-ear headphones because you've got earplugs in. I used to crank. I used to listen to White Noise or the sound of a jet engine, which I used to find. So a lot of people can't listen to that, but White Noise does block out the sound pretty well. One second. That's okay. It's just Nunu moving around. Also, that worked pretty well. Listen to some White Noise that with the earplugs actually worked pretty well. But if what I found at the moment, which has worked pretty well, is not noise-cancelling headphones, but noise-isolation headphones. And I got some creative ones. If you go to Amazon, creative noise-isolation headphones. So the ones that, they're only about £10 or probably about $15 there. but they've got a really good review. It's like almost 5 stars out of 5, like out of loads of reviews. And you put them in your ears. They also almost act like earplugs. And so you put the sound on, you can't really hear anything. If you listen to some music or something, you can't hardly hear a thing going on outside. And they worked really well for me. The only other thing, though, if it's still bothering you then what you can do is you can take the actual rubber things off the headphones and modify some earplugs to put on them. You can find that on YouTube. Hopefully it shouldn't have to come to that, but I know that a lot of people have had a lot of depression, anxiety, and a lot of stress caused by noisy neighbours. What I would do, I'd probably just get out, see if you can resolve it. If you can't, then just, you know, see if you can move on. I've had to wait a year, and it's still not over yet, but I found somehow, I can't really explain it to you, but I found a different way to deal with it in my mind. And, you know, look forward to moving out. And next time, instead of me, the other advice is, instead of, like, extending the contract for 12 months at a time, which I've been doing, and unfortunately came at the wrong time, you go on to something called a rolling contract, where you can do it a month at a time, until you're happy with where you're living, and then you can probably look to extend it for 6 or 12 months after that. But hopefully that's helped you a bit, because I know what it's like. It could be hell living with noisy neighbours. But I hope some people will find that helpful to them.
I accidentally kicked you out again.
Yes, I noticed that. Thanks.
I thought I figured out why I kept, but it's still doing it. So I think I just need to like restart this whole thing, the whole laptop. But I'm just not going to go in there. But anyway.
Yeah. So
call. What were you going to say? I'm sorry.
I was saying, Kenji was saying, wow, you must have really had some annoying people to deal with. Certainly did. The only problem was, you know, I ain't got a problem with foreign people, just these foreign people that were living upstairs, because I went upstairs. And you know, that's the other problem, you know, if you really don't think you can resolve it, then go down the route of environmental health or just move out. But because of the communication barrier, it made things even worse. We slapped slamming your door. It wasn't slamming my door. Yes, it was. I don't know what you mean. But I think, who did that sound like? I don't know what you mean now.
It sounds like Borat.
Nice to meet you. No, it's not. You shut up.
It sounds like Borat.
I'd Borat living upstairs. That's why. But yeah. So I really hope that advice has helped some people. But yeah, when I move, I'm going to say, listen, I want somewhere that's going to be quiet, because I've had to deal with noisy neighbours for years. I thought that was an Italian accent. Well, I don't even know what accent it was. I just made it up. It was an amalgamation. Anyway, I've talked too long about noisy neighbours, so yeah, hopefully I can stretch it out until the end of the year, which I'm sure I'll be able to. But anyway, yeah, you take the call, because they've been waiting for a long, long time.
Hi, caller. This is Broken Earth Radio Show. This is Nunu. Could we have your name, please?
Hi, my name is Sharon. How are you today? I was going to say this evening. Hello.
Tonight. This morning. Wherever yeah. you are.
Yeah.
All right.
Could be tonight.
How are you?
For you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. Thanks. Good. How are you doing?
Well, what's on your mind today?
Well, you know, I have a question, and I wanted to see if you can pick up anything on it, like anything for me in career, if you see me finding a job.
I feel like you've been hitting some walls, huh? Like really hitting walls. Yeah, like not even really seeing anything that's very interesting, period. It's not just about not finding, like not being able to, you know, score at the interview. It's about really getting in there.
Well, you know, everything's on the internet. You know, you can't call anymore. Go in. You just got to send your resume. I do get responses though. But what were you going to say?
Well, I was going to say that if I just kind of pull you out of just what's been swirling around you, I know that. I do see you going in some place to talk to someone, like, over the next 4 weeks. And I want you just to kind of focus on that just focus on the next 4 weeks, okay? I know that at times like this, we kind of get anxious or, you know, we start to feel like, oh,
your
I just don't even know where to begin.
I know.
Yeah, so... So, I mean, because this is, it's very scary. You know, money is very scary, especially when you are home. You know how, like, you know, when you've got parents that are helpful, you feel like, well, no matter what, I guess I could go home. You know, I see you as your home. You know what I mean? So it's a really rough time
home.
Right now. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, just focus on the next 4 weeks. I know that I see you working. I know I see you having a good, you know, good gigantic, Thanksgiving and having a pretty good Christmas. So just remember, these are points that when I look at you, I'm setting you out there on purpose because I want to make sure, okay, now is she eating at somebody's house or is she cooking? You know what I mean? And I see you being able to put it together. So, like I said, just focus on the next 4 weeks, and you'll be working. You'll be working. You'll be you know, doing something that I actually can see you doing for a while. And I also, you know, see this as a good way for you to make new friends as well. So, this is not going to be where you are for very long.
Oh, my God.
Okay?
I know. It's just so, the longer it gets, you get just so discouraged. I know.
Yeah.
The light is coming to the end of the tunnel.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Thanksgiving
oh, yeah.
is not that far away if you think about it. It's not.
It's really not. It's really, really not. So, like, that's why I said I'm placing you and, like, so what does it look like here? What does it look like there? And you're going to be okay, dear, but just focus on the next 4 weeks. Bill, is there something that you wanted to add?
Sorry, I was just attending some messages in the chat room, you see.
Okay.
I was kind of... bi-focused, if that's a real word.
Okay.
I guess not.
All right. Okay. Well, you know, thank you. Thank you for listening.
Thank you so much.
And let us know how things are going for you along the way, okay, dear?
Listen, have a good day. Thank you so much, okay?
All right, hon. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, sorry about that. I was chatting in the chat room, so. You know, I didn't really hear what was going on.
Okay.
Anyway, Kenji is in the queue. Wanted to speak to us. Asking about my paranormal experiences. I've shared a lot of them on past shows. I mean, Sandra, Kenji, Sandra. Many experiences. So, I'm not going to go into them just now, but I want to read this out, The Legend of the Hoofed Lady. Now, bear with me, I haven't actually read this through myself. I thought, that sounds interesting, I'll save it for the show. The year was 2004, in the month of July. My close friend of 20-plus years and his cousin were driving to his cousin's home, Laikipia District, that borders the famous Mount Kenya, a mountain that is on the equator, also the home to the Mount Kenya Safari Club. They were caught in heavy afternoon downpour that made them slow down considerably. They had barely driven 10 kilometers on the Nairi-Nayahoroihoho road when his cousin brought up the subject of the latest phenomenon that had been reported by several people driving on this road. This had happened to more than 5 different people, hence the reason it had been raised much of a concern. The story said that drivers on this road found a beautiful lady caught in the rain on a certain stretch of this road. She would indicate to be given a lift, which of course most men would not refuse, it being a rural area. Once in the car and settled, they would notice the lady they gave a ride to does not have fingers, but hooves instead. The same condition would be for the feet, cloven hooves. When my friend's cousin came up with the story, they did not give it much thought. About 10 kilometers from the point they were discussing the story, still in the rain, a lady hailed them for a ride. Carefully, they stopped and checked for the said hooves, and seeing none, they welcomed her inside the car. She introduced herself and they to her. Eager to find out the truth about the story, doing the rounds in the area, they asked her about it since she is from the same place. To their amazement, she answered, yes, she exists. She has hooves just like these. They're displaying a pair of hands with hooves instead of fingers. They simply stared at each other, unable to say anything. Ugh. My friend was driving, and he couldn't wait to reach the nearest shopping centre. It was still raining when they got there. When the car came to a halt, they actually ran out, leaving the car on the road. And shockingly, looking back at the safety of the nearest shop, the back seat had no occupant. She had simply vanished. They related their ordeal to the people at the shopping centre, who confirmed to them that the same had happened to several other people, just as it happened to them. Their ordeal was not over yet. Once they overcame the initial shock, they got in the car to drive off. My friend started the engine, engaged the gear, only to find that the car felt like it was stuck. It could not move an inch. They got out, and while checking on the wheels, the one of the rear left appeared like it was sunk in the tarmac, on a road that is smooth and had no potholes, yet the tire was still inflated. They called the same people in the shopping centre to help push the car. They had been watching the drama of the immovable car unfold barely 10 meters away. They pushed the car forward. It moved, yes. But the point at which it had sunk rose up with the movement of the car forward and it became level. Tarmac again. They pushed it again forward. This time it moved with ease and completely free. They drove off, still wondering what could be ahead of them. My friend's cousin checked one more time on the rear seat and noticed something odd. If someone wet enters the car, you would expect water on the floor and the mass of the seat. But there was none. Seat was completely dry. So was the mat. From that point on, it was smooth all the way to the cousin's home. They chose not to relate the ordeal to anyone, lest they appear silly. That day, both of them missed their dinner. They were too shocked to eat. My friend still laments shouldn't have chosen to torture them the way it did. To date, he does not give lifts to strangers. Have you heard about the hoof lady? Hoof lady? It's got hooves for hands. What do you mean, like these? Sandra, yeah, I've had loads of paranormal experiences myself. UFOs, poltergeists, ghosts, precognition, strange signs in the sky, voices, orbs, did I say UFO? Life, reality glitches, all kinds of stuff. You know, maybe I'll talk about them some other time. But you'll have to listen for me to, again, some other time for me to. Anyway. What was the scariest paranormal experience? A lot of them, for me, have been on the astral plane when I've been out of body. And I've actually come back with evidence of something weird happening. They're really messed up. But scariest. It's probably that scary that I blocked it out of my mind. Man. I'll have to come back to that. I'll have to have a think about that. But let me just read this article out, and then we'll get to the phone call, right? You happy with that, Nunu?
Let's take a bite.
Okay, I'll tell you what.
Take a bite.
Let's play a song, then. Do you want to choose? You happy with that? Okay. We'll be back very shortly, and we'll be speaking to Sandra. Hello, welcome back to the Broken Earth Radio Show. Now, I believe we are going to take the call from 516. Yes, is this correct? Looking for some nodding. Very good. Okay.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
That was some song, huh?
Yeah, it was pretty good. Was it a bit too intense for you?
No, I was...
Oh, good.
I was taken back to my high school years. I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, Rammstein.
Yeah, I don't know what he was saying, but it sounded pretty... It sounded pretty intense.
It was about Father Christmas and fairies and ice cream.
No, it was not.
No, honestly, it really could have been. Some of their lyrics are so lousy, but they sound good because they're...
You don't want to know what they're singing about.
I guess not. He sounds pretty pissed off.
He does. That's nothing compared to some of the music I've got here. That's nothing.
I was laughing about you sharing about the noisy neighbors. I don't know how you got onto that topic, but I lived in a building that was probably 189 units.
Right.
You know, I was third floor out of six floors, and I always seem to collect the creepiest people above me.
Right. Creepy,
you know,
as... How
like
did you know
they're
creepy?
Just like middle of the night, kind of, you know, just jostling around with their shoes on, you know, like high heel walking at... You know, at like 3-4 a.m. and you know, people just don't think, they have no, you know,
peeking through holes in the floor.
I actually did have one woman that lived above me that was kind of, I'm pretty sure she was a drug addict, and she went crazy nuts, and I had to call the police on her. And, of course, you know, when you call the police, they want to come in and, you know, verify the noise. They're just not going to take your word.
Mm.
And they could hear her, like, hammering away at something in the bathroom. Lo and behold, she did take down the shower doors. They were glass shower doors that were framed in around the tub. Some reason, in the middle of the night, she decided to bust them down.
So, right.
But whenever the police would knock on her door, she would immediately stop.
She would go, "What's the problem?"
And she would go quiet. Anything.
Right. Yeah, you know, same with me, because I have some foreign people. I don't know why, but I mean, before I had domestic abuse, but not me. I mean, the people living above me. A few years ago, and they used to be throwing stuff would be smashing on the floor. They had some big dogs, so the dog would be barking, which would make the dog downstairs start barking. So I'd have dog upstairs barking, dog downstairs barking, all day and all night. And for some reason, they had a faulty boiler unit, and it used to make this noise like a jackhammer. Like they busted in the pump for it all through the night. So I had two dogs barking. This jackhammer noise going on. Eventually, they moved out, but this noise went on for a long time. The dog downstairs quietened down, but obviously I had these foreign people move in upstairs, and now I've had some more foreign people move in again to replace these, and it's like they've got really weird sleep patterns. I have no idea what the hell they're doing. It's like I won't hear anything for hours, and then all of a sudden, like 10:30 at night, they'll like decide that they're going to do some freaking, I don't know, go for a jog around the freaking living rooms. I don't know what the hell they're doing. And then they're like, and the people before that, it's like when they wouldn't sleep. It's like they were moving. It's like they were walking constantly all day and all night. They must have been so tired.
You know what you got to do? You got to
kill them all.
You have to move to a place where there's no one above you, because that's what I did.
That's it. Well, unfortunately, because at the time I was limited because of money, and all I could afford was an apartment. But now that my money situation is better, I can actually afford to go and get a house now, like an end terrace.
Well,
I'm still
in an apartment, but I just live on the top floor, so.
Yeah, well,
I
thought about moving to the top.
But
then again,
better.
I thought, now I've got to get my sofa up to the top of the apartment. I've got to get my bed up there. And I thought, you know what? I'm not going to bother, because
you guys don't have elevators.
Not Not really. Well, there isn't here, but this is only like a three-story building that I'm in, so it's like six blocks. But, I mean, there are some which... They probably do have elevators, but I know that I've had problem with downstairs noise as well, you see. So, you know... And this is a pretty well-built building. A lot of the ones I've seen before, I've been like had paper-thin walls, but this is pretty well-built, and I still have noise problems. Or maybe I've just become less tolerant over the years. But,
I think
you've
become less tolerant over the years because it's... I mean, they are loud. They are loud, but it's still, you know, you just.
Don't let me go up there. Don't you let me go up there. I'm not going up there. Next thing you know, I've got my shoes on and I'm up there banging on the door. You shut up.
It's hard, especially when people just don't have the consideration, like basic consideration. I mean, the people that lived above me last, which thankfully at that point I was really kind of looking for a place anyway, just got exacerbated by the Hurricane Sandy thing, so it took me much longer to find some place. But they were just crazy. They kept really odd hours, and, you know, they were always like 1 to 3. They were walking around and... I mean, I don't know. I'm just more concerned about my neighbors.
I used to get that. It's like, you know, someone would just like decide to get a hammer and start hammering at midnight, doing something. It's like, what, they're building a shelf unit? What the hell are they doing?
Yeah.
And not only that, but the communal door, now they've changed it, it slams really hard. So every time someone's going in and out, it reverberates the whole building. It's crazy. There's a lot of things problem with this building, so I just want to get out. You know what I mean? But you were asking about... my scariest paranormal experience.
Yes, I'm
curious. It's a really difficult one because, you know, I experience a lot of stuff and I don't really get scared by it because I've dealt with it for such a long time. You know, so if something will happen, it'll probably make a lot of people run away. But, for example, there was I was in a library and they had the CD shelf unit. A freestanding one, like in the middle of the floor. It had hundreds of CDs on it and they all flew off. All smashed on the floor. Every single one of them. When I was about 12, and I was like, well, that was freaking weird. I'm going to get the blame for this now, because I was the one who stood next to it. And the library assistant, the library assistant came running over, and my mum came over as well, because she wasn't stood next to me. What have you done? I said, well, it wasn't me. It wasn't me. But even if I tried to get all the CDs off in one go, it wouldn't have happened, because there's a lip on the edge of the shelf. I have no idea how all those CDs came off. The library assistant came running over. I thought, here we go, I'm going to get told off now. But she said, don't worry, it's happened before. So it sounds like it's happened. So apparently it's probably a ghost of a Roman doctor supposed to be in that library. But that didn't really scare me. But there was some stuff that happened when I was younger which confused me when I was younger because I didn't understand it. But it scared me later on in life because I started to figure out what it was, which is probably pointed towards alien abduction. But I'm not going to go into that right now because it's quite a long thing. But
don't we have it in the archives?
Oh, yeah, there's some archive shows. I don't know what it was called. Did you? Do you know what it was?
I don't remember. I don't remember, but...
But if you're listening next week, you know, maybe you can prompt me to talk about it again if you want. Some of this stuff, because there's so much stuff, you know, wouldn't have time for it all, but... To answer your question, that's about the scariest thing. The only thing I can think of at the moment, because, like I said, it doesn't really freak me out. Even my dad says to me sometimes, how can you be so laid back about some of these things that's happened? But probably, like I said, a lot of stuff on the astral plane through outer body experiences scares me a lot because it's stuff I haven't felt or experienced before. And it's really scary. It's like being on a craziest roller coaster, and it feels like you're flipping through the air and everything. It's just not right. Mm-hmm. But
I don't think I've ever had that experience, so
it's really
can't
weird.
Share that. But I definitely had an out-of-body experience, which was interesting, and I do recall being very attached to my body.
Right.
And I thought that was very interesting. Like when I came back in, I remember how fearful I became because I felt like I was too far.
Right.
And I thought, wow, that's interesting. We really do have a connection with our bodies here, even though we are, you know, supposed to be souls.
Yeah.
You know, this is the vessel we're in, so I guess, you know, we're attached to it. And I know for myself, I mean, maybe I'm just a chicken, but as soon as I got, like, too far, I was like, wait a minute, I'm too far.
Yeah, let me back. Let me back. Well, I've had information to back up some of my out-of-body experiences, because I've explained the situation that's been going on, and I'm like, what the hell is this all about? And looked at the time on the clock while I was out of body, and it turned out it was what Nunu was doing over there. While I was in the UK, she was in America. It was what she was doing, and I just explained everything she was going through, and the time on the clock was what time it was in America, which I would have known because I was in the UK. It was crazy. And the other thing was, I was having this, what I thought was a really vivid dream about this tiger, and it took a swipe at me, and its claws got stuck in the top of my thigh. And I remember feeling the pain. And I was like, what the hell's that? And I managed to get out of the dream. Anyway, I woke up, it was pretty much time for me to get up anyway, so I got up. I got my work trousers. My work trousers, which are hanging up on the radio next to me, had 4 or 5 puncture marks.
Oh my god!
Exactly the same place. Exactly like
your trousers did, but you weren't suffering.
No. It's like my clothes had those 4 puncture marks, and I have no idea how that would have happened. It was crazy. But anyway, to answer you, so some of this stuff on the astral plane is pretty crazy. It does freak me out, some of it. But probably the only thing I think of at the moment, so I'll have to, maybe I'll come up with something next week, which has scared me.
Yes, your scariest moments. That'd
probably
be a good one to share.
But the only one thing I think of at the moment is I was woken up one night by a presence in my bedroom, that the presence was that strong that actually woke me out of my sleep and scared me to death. It wasn't like, oh, there's somebody in my room. It was like the presence of a person times like 200. I have no idea how to describe it, really, because it's nothing I've experienced before or since. It was just such an overwhelming presence of something in my room that scared me to death, because it actually woke me up, and it's stuck with me ever since. But that was really strange. It stood at the bottom of my bed, whatever it was. But as soon as I noticed it was there, it seemed like it kind of disappeared, but its presence kind of like faded. It's like it had left, but its presence was still there, but fading away, like left a trail behind it. So I don't know. It's really, that was pretty strange.
That's an interesting experience.
Yeah, it's pretty, but like, so, you know, that's just some of many. But maybe I'll get back onto it next week, because, you know, some of the stuff that we've talked about in the past show, the audio wasn't quite as good. I didn't sound very clear, and it's a bit, you know, a lot of people can't hear what I'm saying, so maybe I'll go over some of the stuff again. But I was going to ask you if you had a question for Nunu, but she's just on the phone at the moment by the look of it.
Well, I would say that if she could give me just a, you know, any general type of message.
Well, I think it's because it's only like a simple sample reading. She prefers to have a specific question, because when you do that, it can open up the door to loads of things. So if you want something like love life or finance or work or something, you know, she can.
Sure.
I think she's back now, Nunu. Nunu, are you there?
Yeah, back.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
You go ahead.
I could do a work thing. Why not?
Okay.
Okay, so what's your question, dear?
Well, I'm transitioning, I should say. I've transitioned out of something, and I'm kind of, you know, been on a hiatus, just relaxing and enjoying, and now I'm kind of trying to get back out into the field. So I'm probably just going to do something part-time. I guess I just wanted to see if you saw, you know, any little thing coming my way.
Okay. All right. Hold on just a moment. Let's see.
Sure. I can hear the cards.
Shuffling and the scattering of the bones.
The scattering of the bones.
The sacrifice of the goat.
Oh, she's using goats now.
Yeah.
Chickens is much cheaper.
Yeah, you probably might.
Hmm. Okay. There's a couple of different things going on here. It does look like he's got some opportunities, some kind of basic opportunities that can get you just sort of, you know, like getting your feet wet a little bit. You know what I mean? Just
that works for me.
You know, like getting yourself acclimated to just having to be somewhere.
Yeah.
And this looks like this is going on probably. Well, actually, it kind of seems like it's going on now. You know, like just now. Now, there's a point that one of these opportunities does look like it's something that's probably going to turn into, you know, more time, full time, that sort of thing, something more traditional. And it looks like it's probably around October time, November time when that happens. It's in the fall. So you just, you know, you, like I said, though, it looks like there's several things going on here for you. But there's another shift. It looks like there's another shift coming up actually next summer. So it's like whatever you're going to be kind of dabbling in soon or now.
Right. Yeah.
It kind of seems like you're going to be making it like a pretty big shift next summer. And there's a lot of symbolism that kind of feels like it might be something that is nonprofit. I hope that makes sense. When I say nonprofit, it's because there's money, but it seems like it's not the business is not necessarily about making money. I hope that makes sense. So we'll see how your messages kind of come together for you as the months and all that stuff go on. But like I said, it seems like there's a really big shift that is, it's like a really big transition that you're going to be coming to into towards the warmer months next year. Okay,
that's
so we'll see how we'll see how it all comes together. But it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it
looks
definitely.
Like it's pretty cool.
I'm very open to pretty much anything. So I mean, yeah, nonprofit could work for me as well as something else. You know, so
yeah.
God only knows what it could be, but, you know, I'm just trying to keep all my energy open to, you know, whatever does come at this point.
Yeah, there's a lot of people. There's a lot of people when we look at the cards, and there's a whole lot of people that show up here, and people can represent people, literally, businesses, opportunities. But there's one particular, like next year, there's a King of Coins that shows up pretty big. But the thing is, like I said, it's a King of Coins, but it seems like it's not about making money. So, I mean, sometimes that can represent ethics too. But regardless, there's a pretty interesting shift coming up, and it's going to change a lot of things.
Right. Well, what I left was business, and I'm trying to go into something more spiritual. So that could kind of make sense to me, actually. I just haven't identified what it is that I want to do spiritually.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a big arena. You know,
true it is.
Your main card here for you is upside down, but it's the Queen of Cups. Now, the Queen of Cups, when she's upside down, it can represent emotional release. I mean, it can represent many, 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 many things. But because of what you just said, it seems like you're someone that might be revealing secrets or not trying to necessarily retain things, but it's like you're trying to push things out. So we'll kind of see. And you got
to
forgive me, I'm not feeling very well right now.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, Bill and I aren't doing the best these days, but you know, just remember to keep yourself open. Yeah, keep yourself open to different opportunities, because there's lots and lots of people around, and just sort of see where these simple things turn into something that's a little bit more complex, and then you open yourself up to something else when we get you into your next cycle, which starts next summer, okay?
Yes, I sure will. Thank you so much for that, and I'm sorry feel better. I hope you feel better.
Well,
listen,
before you go,
yeah.
What's your scariest paranormal experience?
Oh, my God. You know, what is my scariest paranormal experience? Good question. I don't like things that growl.
the things that growl?
Yeah.
I don't.
So I think, like, when I hear growling, that immediately takes me off guard, and I don't know if it's because they know that that bothers me.
Right.
But that's kind of happened to me in the past. You know, just like kind of, I'm interested in the old homes around here, and I visit them, you know, sometimes with friends, because it's like about nature, and you can walk around, and I've done that, and I've kind of, you know, heard growling, and I have to say that I didn't appreciate it very much.
Yeah.
You know, it just naturally scared me, and I was like, well, okay. And I didn't, like, lead on to it because we were kind of in a group, and, you know, there were other people, and I honestly don't even know if the home is listed. I don't think the home is listed.
Maybe she got back there at nighttime alone.
No, this was during the day. It was, you know, you wouldn't be able to sneak into these places. They're well protected, you know. But
yeah.
It took me off guard. I was in, you know, one of the historical homes on Long Island, and it definitely took me off guard when I heard it. And I kind of made a face, and my friend was like, what's up? And I didn't want to say anything to her because she's not intuitively minded, and
right.
I think it would have just scared her.
Yeah.
So that I didn't like much. So I think that was the scariest thing I've probably ever dealt with.
Right.
Which, you know, to somebody else, that might not be scary at all.
Well, it affects people in different ways, and like I said, some of the minute stuff, the smaller stuff, people wonder why it would scare me, but some of the bigger stuff, they wonder why it wouldn't scare me. But you've got to be in the moment for it, I guess, really. You don't know how it's going to affect you until it really happens. So.
Well, I think it was the feeling that was associated with it as well. It just wasn't like, you know, hearing a dog growl. It kind of made me, it gave me a feeling of something eerie and made my skin kind of crawl. So I never dug any deeper. I didn't want to, you know, if there's something there, let it be there. Let someone else that knows how to deal with that properly, because I'm just kind of feeling my way through, and, you know, I don't want to get in touch with anything that's...
Of course, yeah. Well, if you're listening next week,
I will.
Just give me a heads up and remind me to go into some more of my experiences. But thanks for phoning, and thanks for sharing your experiences.
Thanks for doing your show.
You're welcome, and we'll hopefully speak to you soon.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank
bye
you.
Now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we have a caller at 360.
Already.
360, this is Broken Earth Radio Show. Could we have your name?
Hello?
Hello? Well, I guess not. Okay.
I thought I was on a 360.
Anyway.
And,
a 180, 360. Yeah. Well, so...
Yes. I was going to say, do you want to play a quick song and then come back, or go on?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, I've got a song. It's only like 2 minutes, 47 seconds, and then we'll come back. Because we've got about 10 minutes. But apologies for the swear word.
Let's go for the joyride. you're up the frame. Just when I thought I knew justice, a cop on me said, you gotta be busted. Don't fuck with me.
And we're back. I want to thank everybody for listening today. You know, we might be able to come back to a longer
muted.
Show next week.
I was totally talking. I was like, why are you talking over me? Stop talking. You hear me? You're listening to me? No, I was muted.
Like normal, I don't listen to you. But you know, hopefully we'll be able to come back to a longer show next week, maybe. Maybe.
Yeah, like 12 hours.
See how it goes. Yeah, 12-hour show. And I wanted to say thanks to everybody who's given us a call today and bared
maybe
with...
we'll have a...
What?
I was saying, maybe we'll have a competition soon where you can win something totally awesome like reading or a signed picture of me in the bath or a glow-in-the-dark wristband. Or a packet of Doritos. So, you know,
I think a packet of Doritos would be the best. I want to win the Doritos.
Signed packet of Doritos. Half eaten.
Yeah, but anyway, so, oh my goodness. So next week, I think what we can talk about the scariest. Some scary situations.
I tell you what, there is a scary one. I'll talk about that next week, though. I just remembered that. That freaked me out.
I've had some scary things, too, recently, but I don't know if I want to talk about that.
Maybe not. Let me do all the talking. Because I've got enough experiences to last a few shows, really. I'll start with the scariest and go down to the silliest. Like earplugs. Yeah, I have problems with my earplugs. You know about those problems I have with my earplugs. What the hell
yeah.
is going on with my earplugs?
Anyway.
So anyway.
Let's close the show out properly.
Yeah, thanks to Sandra and
who was the
Kenji.
Other person that called? Yeah.
That was...
Sharon. Yeah.
And yeah, you need to go get some sleep. And you know what? I might too because, you know, it's past my bedtime. Well, it's not really, but, you know, I'm going to do some squats and then get into bed.
All right. Well, thanks everybody for listening. Can you play the whatchamacallit?
Desiderata.
Yeah.
Go placidly amid the noise and the haste, and remember what peace there may be in silence. Oh, you want to play it? Okay. Well, thanks everybody for listening.
It.
Thanks for you. Make sure you listen next week, otherwise you won't win a packet of Doritos. Obviously. So, yeah.
And remember, if you want to get in touch with us, you can get in touch with us via Facebook under Psychic Menu or Broken Earth Radio Show. You know, if you want to get a real full reading, you can do that, too. You can also find us on the Internet under Broken Earth Radio Show around. There's some links. There's some links that are posted on the banner page. If you scroll up, if you're in the chat room, you'll see. Or if you even go to any of the archive shows, you'll see our links. But anyway, it's been really nice talking to everybody. Have a really good week. Bye.
Yeah. I'm going to read this out. No, I'm not. I'm going to play something that I read. Well, my favorite poem, anyway, called Desiderata. So enjoy, and we'll speak to you soon. Bye-bye.
Go placidly amid the noise and the haste, and remember what peace there may be in silence. As far as possible, without surrender, be on good terms with all persons. Speak your truth quietly and clearly, and listen to others, even to the dull and ignorant. They too have their story. Avoid loud and aggressive persons. They are vexations to the spirit. If you compare yourself with others, you may become vain or bitter, for always there will be greater and lesser persons than yourself. Enjoy your achievements as well as your plans. Keep interested in your own career, however humble. It is a real possession. Exercise caution in your business affairs, for the world is full of trickery. But let this not blind you to what virtue there is. Many persons strive for high ideals, and everywhere life is full of heroism. Be yourself, especially do not feign affection. Neither be cynical about love, for in the face of all aridity and disenchantment, it is as perennial as the grass. Take kindly the counsel of the years, gracefully surrendering the things of youth. Nurture strength of spirit to shield you in sudden misfortune, but do not distress yourself with dark imaginings. Many fears are born of fatigue and loneliness. Beyond a wholesome discipline, be gentle with yourself. You are a child of the universe, no less than the trees and the stars. You have a right to be here. And whether or not it is clear to you, no doubt the universe is unfolding as it should. Therefore be at peace with God, whatever you conceive Him to be, and whatever your labors and aspirations, in the noisy confusion of life, keep peace in your soul. With all its sham, drudgery, and broken dreams, it is still a beautiful world. Be cheerful. Strive to be happy.
Shadow, people.